everyone. You are welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Bilkis Ahmed. It was last week that the Abuja-Kaduna train was supposed to resume services, but it was later extended to this week. In our podcast last week, we brought to you the reasons for the extension through our colleague in Kaduna, who told us that the Minister of Transportation, Mr. Muaz Jajisambu, who was in the state on an inspection ahead of the resumption, said they had to make sure the system of purchasing the tickets using the national identification number and other security checks the federal government put in place to ascertain who bought the train. He also gave other reasons. On this episode, we are talking about what has really changed in the Abuja-Kaduna train services. Our colleague, Bello Musa from Trust TV, was at the train station yesterday. Let's hear from him to tell us what he finds out at the train station and what is going on.
Well, my name is Bello Musa. I'm the shoot editor of Trust TV here in Kaduna. Well, I arrived at the station around some minutes after 7. And on arriving the station, I met a lot of passengers trying to book ticket or trying to board the train. Though the turnout was very low, but yet passengers turned out to board a train to Abuja. The situation there, especially at the departure room and ticketing room, there's a bit improvement, because unlike before, all you need to do is just to get your ticket, maybe just get into the train. But now, after having your ticket, even online, you need to come for detection, and they will place it before a machine. The machine will snap you, will detect whether you are the real person whose names appears on the ticket. If you have luggage, there's scanner, new scanners that scan your luggage to ensure you don't carry illegal materials. And though the ticket section was slow, according to some of the respondents, some of the passengers, they complained that they tried to purchase the ticket online since on Sunday. They couldn't due to what they called system failure, because the system of the NSE had issue. They had to come to the station. There's the security aspect.
Yeah.
The presence of the security is appreciable, because there are security at the station strategic at a place, old station at a strategic location. And even the Commissioner of Police, Ekini Ayoku, was at the train station to see for himself the level of security at the station to ensure that the main security agents deployed at the station are doing what they are supposed to do in terms of ensuring the safety of passengers and the train and the railway facilities. And as tradition, every station, be it airports, motor park, and what have you, you cannot, there are business activities going on and there. And the Gasa train station, traders there, or trading or business activities have peopled for 8 months. But with the resumption of trade train service today, the business activities have picked up.
Okay.
Traders are smiling. They are busy buying, selling, counting their gains. In the aspect of transportation, the taxi drivers too are busy counting their gains, because there's a beehive of activities of passengers using their taxi or to their various destinations.
Okay. How about the pricing? Now, we heard that the prices have increased. How true is that?
No, the price now is the price is little bit the increase because the economy class is 3,600, while the VIP is 6,000. I think before VIP is around 5,000 or so. I think if there's increase on the VIP, it's just maybe 1,000 or 1,000 plus. But the price of VIP now is 6,000, while the economy class is 3,600.
We also hear from some passengers their experiences boarding the train.
My name is Abubakar Sadiqa. Huh?
Yeah, it's a normal experience that the one we used to know. We've been entering this train not now. It's quite a long time, almost a year now. It's a normal experience. The securities we know is the people that we still see, people that we are familiar with, no changes. You understand? The only changes I noticed is at the station, that there was an upgrade in the building. I can say a scanner was also placed before you go into the train. You have to scan your ticket unlike before. Before it was only one scanner. You just scan your ticket and go in. But now I noticed there's another scanner in which you first scan your ticket before you now go to the other scanner, the second one, before you can get access to the train. Before you can be able to purchase your ticket, you have to log on your app. But being the fact that the app has been, not active for quite some time, so you have to update it. So when updating the app, you have to impute your name, NIM, National Identification Number. You have to impute it before it will now give you access, enable you to purchase the ticket. That's the other thing, yes. Exactly, there was a price difference. Normally we used to buy it around 2,000 plus, but this time around I bought it at the rate of 3,800 and some kobos, some naira, sorry, 3,800 and some kobos, yes, from Abuja to Kaduna. Well, based on what I see and based on my own observation, there was no extra security, honestly speaking.
My name is Paul Anave Jr. Yes, it is a welcome development and it's very exciting having the trains back.
Yes, I've been following train. Even the day the unfortunate incident happened, I followed the train on that day, the first train in the morning. Yes, I assessed the ticket through online, and it is a seamless process. And getting in here, we can see that there are some security features that have been put in place, such as the NIM, and also there are some new structures that have been put in place, and also some features to ensure that the right person that buys a ticket is the person that takes the train. The security put in place so far that we can see is very good and very impressive, because we can see that there are security that before you can be able to get the ticket, you must have a name, and after that, to even get in, you'll be checked, because there's a machine that confirms that you are the one. And when you come in again, there are checks also put in place. So these are measures they have put in place that shows that they are serious about ensuring that everybody is safe when they enter into the train.
I saw some policemen, forming up. They were parading. I see them going up and down, and they are generally very alert, ready for any eventualities. We pray there won't be any, but I think the improvement is very comforting. You see a lot of security that are very vigilant, so that is very comforting for the passenger. There is nothing to fear. Every passenger I have seen so far has, I can see everybody is very happy and excited on the resumption of these services. We are grateful to government. We are very grateful to the leadership of the President, Muhammadu Buhari.
Hey, my name is Dr. Arotio Philos. I'm very happy that the train service has resumed, especially for those of us that commute between Abuja and Kaduna Aziz. So we are very happy that the train service is actually resuming today. All right, part of the checking in is much better with the introduction of NIN and our profile picture showing as we are asked to check in, which is very, very good. We also employ the government to also deploy other security measures like the use of drones to monitor and surveillance cameras as well.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of the show on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. And if you are in Jos, Plateau State, you can listen on Unity FM 93.3 Jos and on 90.1 FM Badegi Radio in Mina, Niger State, and on 104.9 FM Sawaba Radio, Hadeja, Jigawa State. We will be going on a short break. Please do stay to the end.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
The big questions are all the reasons given by the Nigerian Railway Corporation ascertain? What measures are the Nigerian Railway Corporation taking to improve the train services? My colleague Lillian Ogazi speaks with the Deputy Director, Public Relations Officer of the NRC.
Yakub Mahmoud, Deputy Director of Public Relations of the Nigerian Railway Corporation. It's not the entire security architecture that you discuss in public domain. Okay. That's just the answer.
All right, so there are things that have been put in place, but these are not disclosed to the public because they are mainly...
Under normal circumstances, yes. How can you, for goodness sake, do that?
Now, another thing they complained of was network issues and trying to book their tickets. So we want to know how soon that is going to last and how soon it's going to be
right. We have just resumed today. Why are Nigerians always anxious? Network is all over. Even in our system, the handset is explaining network failure. This thing is there. The network is there. They are booking.
Okay, you know, they were expecting to resume to perfection, so they were not expecting to...
Nobody is perfect except Almighty Allah. Nobody is infallible. Only God is perfect.
Another question we have was, in terms of registration, now, they said you are meant to show your name. Are there provisions for non-Nigerians in terms of registration who don't have...
Yes, there are. When they get to the station, they will meet their own condition that they have to fulfill.
What if they have to book the ticket online? Do they have requirements for them online?
Is there online.
Okay, so non-Nigerians have their own requirements that they have to reach.
They have to fulfill all those obligations, just like Nigerians.
Okay, but for Nigerians, NIN is required. So what documentation is required for non-Nigerians?
Madam, until they get there, they want to obtain the ticket.
They complained about increase in fare. That
no comment, no comment. You cannot, section. No comment. What we are after is the comfort and safety of our passengers, period.
That was Yakub Mahmoud, Deputy Director, Public Relations Officer of the Nigerian Railway Corporation. On that note, we wrap up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a very big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com or by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. And if you are in Jos, Plateau State, you can listen on Unity FM 93.3, Jos. You can also listen on 90.1 Badegi Radio in Mina, Niger State. And on 104.9 FM, Sawaba Radio, Jigawa State. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 091-389-33390. My name is Bilkis Ahmed, and bye for now.